7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us on the line live from Washington, D.C. this morning. The President's big news conference yesterday, the big vote coming up later today in the U.S. House, and the whole mess continues to somewhat spiral out of control right now with the whole issue of the Affordable Care Act, right?
It does. It's amazing. And good morning. It's almost surreal at times when you have a president coming out yesterday with his press conference after he was pushed the day before by Democrats who are running for their lives because they can't get away from the fact that they followed Nancy Pelosi's advice and passed the bill, and now they're finding out what's in it, and the people are finding out what's in it, and it's broken. It's failing big time. You couldn't even fill U of M or Michigan State's football stadiums with the numbers of people that have actually signed up, and most of those have signed up on state exchanges. It is unbelievable, but the final thing is that behind all of this website problem, there is the act itself, and it will not work. So the president is having a problem. The Chicago Tribune, in a headline this morning, said, stop digging, climb out of the hole, create something new. And I think we have that opportunity to do it. Let's see what happens this afternoon with a vote and then move on.
Well, what's an interesting position now, or somewhat a scary position right now, insurance companies, knowing what they knew about what this was going to be, have made their decisions in most cases on insurance coverages, what they were told has to be insurance plans now and who could then be covered and not be covered under their insurance company. They've already sent out notices. They've made their plans for 2014. Right. Now, if you're dumping it back on the insurance companies to come back and suddenly say, okay, let's do this again, it seems like there's just going to be this huge hole of even more people falling into it because, I mean, you know, honestly, how could you blame the insurance companies for saying, no, we can't do this now because we're still not sure what's going on?
You really can't, and that's why our bill is not a mandate. In fact, the president, what he said yesterday, what he wanted to do administratively was not a mandate. You can't do it. It's impossible to be done. Our bill does say those of us who have not been canceled yet still have the insurance that they cannot be canceled now for another year. At least giving some time to try to bring some sanity into this. And I hope to go the right direction, and that's move toward a patient-centered approach, bill that I've co-sponsored, sponsored, in fact, back in 2008 myself, and it's been adapted and made even better. Works. We ought to move that direction. But in the time being, you're absolutely right. This is the act. This is the law of the land. The president himself is not going to veto or repeal his own signature bill that's become known as Obamacare. But frankly, it's hurtful to our country. It assures us we will have less care. The quality of care will go down. We're seeing that happen already. And where in the world in our history have we ever encouraged people to take less as rather than more in relationship to anything going on, especially their health care? Now we're putting more and more people on Medicaid. We've said we want to keep people off of Medicaid. We want to keep them out of emergency rooms. And yet this law is, in fact, doing that with the majority of people, 400,000 plus, who have now gone on to Medicaid rolls across the United States.
If the majority of the insurance companies say, no, we're going to stick with what we sent out, we're not going to do anything different here, which, again, there's no mandate for them to do that either under either one of the proposals. Is there that huge number of people that won't fit in anywhere now?
Already there are. I read a story of, or a email of one of my constituents on the floor of the House yesterday during a speech that I gave of a person who has been fighting sarcoma cancer for over a year and a half now. The picture I showed on the floor was of her and her father and three brothers with their head shaved to identify with her. Her insurance was canceled. The insurance that she will have to pay for now, which she's doing on a part-time job salary or wages because she can't work full-time. But she's been able to meet all of her needs, all of her bills doing that. Now she'll have to pay $225 more a month for the coverage she needs to continue care. This is life and death for her, and this is the reality of what Obamacare is. So stop digging this hole. Get out and start anew, and there are better ways to do it. But this president, his statement yesterday indicated very clearly that he's still in the blame game. He's going to push this proposal that he's offering, even though he said he's going to veto Fred Upton's bill, which does the exact same thing with the authority that Congress has, and he doesn't. He says he's going to veto it. And so we see a movement forward that just simply says, we're going to give perception, but the reality will be I can blame the insurance companies if this doesn't work. Another opportunity to blame someone else other than take the responsibility himself.
All right. Well, the vote coming up this afternoon, we'll see what happens with that in the House. Real quick, let's change subjects because let's lighten the mood maybe or brighten the mood a little bit. Veterans Day was earlier this week. You've introduced some new legislation in regards to it to veterans.
Yes, new legislation that I think comes from the experience of veterans of past wars and past experiences in the military, where they come home and that's a huge difficulty in getting the services that they are responsible to receive and opportune to receive. This will give the opportunity for them to have electronically transferred to the very service organizations the key papers and documents that will assure them that services will be waiting for them when they arrive home, that appropriate entities, the service agencies themselves, will know how to direct returning veterans, and hopefully as a result of that, the dignity that they deserve from the service they've given will be there and waiting for them at home. So it's a relatively simple change. It's not mandatory, but if it assists a veteran, returning military personnel to receive what is expected for them, then so be it. So we hope that bill will gain approval relatively quickly, and it can have an impact upon our warriors and those that have stood up for our country.
Not to be cynical, but you're using someone else besides the healthcare.gov guys to do this electronically, right?
We sure are. Okay. We sure are, and it's going to be heavily private sector related. So right. We'll see what happens there.
All right. Congressman, thanks, and we'll look for the vote this afternoon, see what happens with that.
This afternoon, then I'm going to hustle home and get out to my deer blind early tomorrow morning and hopefully in one day have an opportunity to put venison in the freezer for my wife and myself to eat this coming year.
Well, good luck with that, and be safe.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. That's 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning.